You're listening to Partnership Aligned Podcast, hosted by Ilana Israel. If you're a woman and you want to feel happier and more connected to your partner, and you're not afraid to do the inner work that it takes to get there, then this is the podcast for you. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Missed you guys the last couple of weeks. I had to take a couple of weeks off to handle some medical issues. I had like a mystery infection that no one could figure out, but after three doctor's appointments, a visit to urgent care, and a day in the ER, I was finally properly diagnosed and then properly medicated. So I'm feeling much better now, and I am intensely grateful for how it feels to not have an infection in your body. Like, how many days have I woken up without an infection in my body and not even noticed, you know? So I took a couple weeks off of podcasting and social media just to heal and recuperate because that shit was intense. But I'm back now and I'm excited for today's topic. I was initially planning on focusing on communication today, but I'm going to save that for next week because I'm kind of in a raw place with my emotions and I thought sharing how I handle that might be helpful. Currently, I'm experiencing sadness and disappointment in my relationship. And the way I see it, I have two options. I either lean into my feelings and walk through them, or I push them down, which ultimately will lead me to either having a breakdown or acting out over them. And these are your two choices as well, my friend. Your feelings are information. They are here to tell you what's going on with you, and they live in your body, okay? Your thoughts are in your head, but the feelings that those thoughts create are housed in your body. That's why feelings have the ability to put us into fight or flight mode, because they're visceral. So if you constantly feel like you're a pressure cooker about to boil over, you are not processing your emotions. The answer to gaining control over your emotions is to feel them. I know it's not what you want to hear, but this podcast is for the woman who wants truth. So how do you feel your feelings? I mean, if you have decades of practicing not feeling them, then that's quite a shift. The answer is to embrace them and lean into them, but what does that even mean? Before I get into the technical piece of this process, I want to tell you that step one is deciding that you're willing. You need to be willing to feel the discomfort of some of the more difficult emotions. That, my friend, is a decision. I have decided that I want to be in touch with myself, that I want to know myself deeply, that I want to have the option of expressing myself vulnerably to my partner, which can only happen if I know what's going on with me. And it's my feelings that give me that information. In other words, I have decided that I am willing to feel this kind of discomfort instead of the discomfort of stifling my feelings. I'm just choosing my heart. They're both hard. Feeling my feelings is hard. Stifling my feelings is hard. Even right now, as I sit on my porch making this podcast, I'm taking breaks to feel my sadness. I'm tuning into where I feel it in my body. I'm crying a little bit here and there, and I'm allowing the discomfort to come to the surface. It's cleansing. It's natural, and it's as it should be. And if it's true for me, then it's okay. And I know from experience that because I'm tending to the hard feelings so intentionally right now at 7 a.m., that the rest of my day will feel much lighter. Because the sadness and disappointment will lessen as I turn my intention towards them. And that's all they want, these feelings. They want me to honor them and to give them some attention. I often compare feelings to toddlers. A toddler is relentless. He will say, "Mom, mom, mom, mom," until you answer. My little one will even come over to me and turn my head towards him. Now, if I'm dead set on not hearing him, on not dealing with him, then I can ignore him, I can yell at him, I can turn away from him, I can do a million things. But guess what happens? He only gets more persistent. But what happens when I stop what I'm doing and I turn towards him? He asks me a simple question. Like, "Hey, can I have a cheese stick? Or will you play with me?" And as soon as I just give him what he wants and honor his request, he chills out. That is your feelings too. They have a question for you. They have a message for you. They are here to tell you something about you. Perhaps you're accepting something in your life that you shouldn't. or perhaps you aren't quite open to something good that's right in front of you. Maybe your anger wants you to know that you need to speak your truth. Maybe your sadness wants you to know that you're longing for something that you're ignoring. Maybe your hurt wants you to know that you need to engage in some healing. Whatever it is, your body keeps the score. If you don't tune into your emotions, then you don't know yourself. Okay, so how the hell do you process your emotions if you never have before? Well, there are several techniques out there, but I like using the acronym PQRST. So what I do, both personally and with my clients, is I take a few deep breaths and I visualize locking up my brain with a key and sinking into my body where my feelings live. Once I'm settled into the practice, I identify the emotion that feels strongest for me in that moment. So for me right now, it's disappointment. And then I move on to the acronym, PQRST. P stands for place. Where in my body do I feel the disappointment? I tend to feel all my emotions in my belly. This is where most of your hormones live, so it makes sense. And a lot of people feel their emotions in their belly, but I think I do even more than others because I rarely feel them anywhere else. However, you may be feeling your difficult emotions in your face, in your throat, in your shoulders, or anywhere really. So locate the place. Q stands for quality. What is the quality of the sensation and vibration that your feeling is creating in your body? That's what a feeling is. It's just a sensation or a vibration in your body. That's it. So what is the quality of it? Is it hot? Is it cold? Is it warm? Does it feel smooth or jagged? What color is the feeling? Does it sit heavy or move around? I know these questions seem silly, but if you allow yourself to be in the process, it really does help. Really, feel it. If you had to draw your feeling on a piece of paper, what would it look like? So for me right now, my disappointment does flips in my middle abdomen. It's gray and cloudy, and it has a warm temperature. It's kind of jagged and has like these weird, cloudy, semi-round ends to it. Okay, R stands for radiate. This is just checking in to see if the sensation radiates to any other areas of your body or if it just stays in one place. And I'm noticing right now that my disappointment radiates into my throat. S stands for sit with it. This is actually my favorite part. I know it sounds uncomfortable, but it's so cleansing. Giving myself the permission and the space to just honor what's going on inside of me. At first, you'll start with like 15 seconds, and then you'll work your way up. When you're sitting with it, your brain will go nuts, okay? Expect that. It's totally normal. Just visualize turning that key again, locking up the brain, and coming back to your body. Intentionally bring your focus back to the sensation of the disappointment or whatever feeling you're processing. I sat with my sadness and disappointment for a while last night and again this morning. I have a process where I play this playlist that I made. It's called Songs That Make Me Feel, and it really gets me to feel my feelings. And I cry if I want to cry, I sulk if I want to sulk, I light some candles, like I do whatever it is just to like be in that emotion. It feels cleansing. I'm not comfortable, but this discomfort feels so much more productive than the discomfort of trying to stay busy and not feel it. And again, I've done this before, so I already know that I'm going to feel better the rest of the day because I took this time. And finally, T stands for telling me. What is my feeling telling me? I know it sounds super woo-woo, but if you really focus and get into this process, you can ask your feeling what it wants you to know, and many times you will hear an answer. I asked my disappointment what it wants me to know. And what I'm learning is that I need more. I need more in my relationship, and that's totally okay. My disappointment is teaching me what my desires are and what makes me comfortable when it comes to a relationship. By honoring the disappointment, I'm learning this truth about myself. If I was to continue to stifle the disappointment, I might act like I'm okay when I'm not, giving my partner the impression that nothing needs to change. Or I might lash out at some point, either through anger or through passive-aggressive actions. But I decided I don't want to be that woman. That is simply not who I want to be. It's not how I want to show up. I want to be a woman who does the work to be in touch with herself and then communicate it. Now, the communication part is like a whole nother beast, and I'll tackle that next week. But how can you communicate authentically and vulnerably if you don't even know what's going on with you? So this is step one. And I'm giving this to you in real time, people. I'm more than happy to be vulnerable while I process my emotions if it inspires you to do the same. Even the cover art for this episode is a picture of me right now on this porch processing my feelings. You're welcome. I have a video of myself taking you through this technique piece by piece. It's part of my paid program, but I will send you that one video for free if you email me and tell me that you want to learn how to process your emotions. My email is Elana, E-L-A-N-A, at partnershipaligned.com. So hit me up if you are legit ready to start processing your emotions, and you just maybe need a structured system for doing so. I've got you. I just want to end by telling you that feeling your feelings is the only way to be emotionally healthy. There is no other way. Pushing them down, ignoring them, distracting yourself from them, all that stuff leads to dysfunction and disconnect in relationships. And that's when your emotions control you. By carving out the time to feel them in the way that I've outlined, you then gain control over your feelings. So do yourself a favor and choose the hard that moves you towards inner peace and more connection. All right, guys, that's all I have for you this week. Have an amazing week, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening. If you like what you heard today, then show some love, rate the show, and leave a review. And take a screenshot, post it on Instagram, and tag me at Partnership Aligned. And don't forget to check the show notes for your free copy of my 21 questions that will bring you and your partner closer than ever. If there's one thing that I want you to get out of this show, it's that a healthy relationship, it always starts with a healthier you.